Ian Halitau, welcome aboard.
Good morning, mate.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
How are you?
Good to be here.
How's life for Dean? You're doing ABC stuff. What else are you doing in this world?
Well, I'm actually working at the NRL.
That's why you're here in this building, because we're in the NRL.
My card still works. My swipe card still works. So that's great. But, working at the ABC on the weekends, covering a few games and loving that. Working with a guy you mentioned just before.
Ralph Tucker. Good young, good fella. Great fella.
Really good guy. So, and loving the footy this year.
How are you enjoying being on radio?
It's good. I heard you talking about your KO stats before, and that more people tune into the radio or to your podcast because maybe they don't want to see your faces.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Well, I'm suited for radio, so it's going really well.
Please, we don't do dishonest.
Self-deprecation.
Self-deprecation. You know, you're a good-looking fella.
One of the great prelim finals of all time was played by this fellow here. I didn't realise you were in quite a try drought. You hadn't scored either side of that prelim final, and then you came out against the Dragons, went bang.
05 or 10?
Two tries in 05.
When was the last time I scored that year?
No, I worked out. When was the last time you scored that year? I'll check that out.
No, I scored against the Cowboys at Campbelltown. I didn't score many that year, but
anyway,
that night was good.
Let me just say about that game, because you're going down a rabbit hole. That is the greatest atmosphere I've ever been to at a rugby league game. Yeah. Sydney Football Stadium, it was full. I sat at the end where Benji scored, the northern end where Benji scored the first try. You would have scored at that end. I'm not a West Tigers fan, and I've never felt an atmosphere like that in my life. It must have been unbelievable to play that night.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Going out for warm-up, we heard through the week that they already sold 3/4 of tickets to Dragons fans, so we knew it was going to be a smaller West Tigers contingent. But when we got out in the field, the warm-up atmosphere was electric, like the hair standing up and all that sort of stuff. And then coming out and Benji scoring that try off the scrum, where I think he stood up Gaz, I think.
Yes. Nice right in front of me.
Decoy underneath, and then, it was pretty amazing. Great night.
How did you feel leaving that game? Like, you've just scored two, you've put the team into their first ever grand final. How old were you? You're a kid.
22. I was 22.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was unreal. I didn't expect to score any tries. As you're saying, I hadn't scored many that year. So to be able to do that in a prelim against a team that was pretty hot favourites to win the comp that year, it was pretty special. And I actually bumped into a guy at the front who came up to me and tried to give me a snip of his takings for me getting player of the match.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, so he was on me for player of the match.
Yes, I love it.
Turns out he's Josh Reynolds' best mate. So
really?
I met him again 5 or 6 years later. He was Josh Reynolds' best mate. And he goes, "You remember the night at SFS? I come out and tried to give you some of my winnings from the thing." I said, "Mate, yeah, I do remember. It was a great, great night." I didn't take the cash, by the way.
Might have been my mate, because you know my mate, I've told you this story. So we got on the drink. He was a big West Tigers fan.
Right.
So we go to the Orient at the Rocks.
The Orient?
The Orient. But that's another story for another day, why we call it the Orient. But So I'm happy for him because he's a long-suffering Balmain fan. This bloke's never had any success in his lifetime. So we go there and he says, "I'll just be a second. I just got to get some cash out." Anyway, as we're walking in, we see a bloke old-fashioned style horse collared and thrown out. All right, fair enough. Oh, geez, nearly crashed into us. Anyway, he goes and goes to the ATM and then realizes, "Oh, there's money in here." Oh, it was that bloke's money.
No.
It was $500.
Oh, no.
So he actually picked it up and went out to look for him. He was already in a cab.
Gone.
$500 collect. Maybe that was my mate that saw you later.
Yeah, it could have been.
Hey, Dino, tell us the mail goes that grand final eve, Benji Marshall's out at a party, comes home after midnight with just about $200 worth of McDonald's. Is that story true?
$200 might be an exaggeration, but it's definitely true. He went to his best mate's 21st that night, the night before the GF, and he and Robbie Farrow were staying at my place through the whole final series. So we'd kick my mum out, and then we'd stay there. And
the bubble.
We made our own little bubble, and Robbie would cook us dinner, and then we'd get ready for the game. And that night, Benji was out at his best mate's party. He rings us up on the way home. He goes, I'm going to stop by Macca's. You want me to grab you something? And we said, no, it's grand final day tomorrow. You can't stop at Macca's.
Yeah.
He goes, no, I'm stopping. And we thought it was a G up, and he walks through the door with a big bag of Macca's and just had all to himself.
Is that right?
Yeah, no, it's offending.
Remember, this is how big the Tigers were. There was a story in the paper the next day or 2 days later of which Macca's Benji went to. There was a photo. Was it the one? Was it? I can't remember which one it was, but that was... That was an unbelievable night, the Tigers North. When did you realise we might win this comp? Not so much then. The game I watching, when you beat Brisbane in the second final, I know I thought, oh, geez, this side might actually be for real. Yeah. They mightn't just be young pretenders. When did the team realise, shit, we actually got something here?
Well, we went on a run. I think it was eight in a row. Then we lost the last two before the finals. I think it was... probably down in Canberra. We had a game down in Canberra where we were playing pretty ordinary. We were behind, and then Brett Hodgson had a great game and probably got us back in the game and won it for us. So I think that was probably the point where we felt like we were a good enough team that at any stage of any game we could win it. And our confidence grew. We were doing a lot of good things off the field in terms of our preparation, and we had confidence that we did the work. But for me, that was a game where I felt like we were going to go a long way and probably push. But in the final series, the first one we won by 40 points against the Cowboys. And we were like, oh, we're playing some good footy. We're feeling pretty invincible at the moment.
I was in the squad, Dan. I didn't play in the grand final. But Tim Sheens had these Avery labels. And I want to test you out to see if you... I still remember these pointers. You had to have it in your car, in your shower, and where you got changed, you know, your wardrobe, for example. And there was three things. And they were renowned as a very flashy side, the West Tigers. However, he said if we could be the best in the comp at these three things, they'd win the comp.
Mm.
And because we'd looked at it so much, I still remember them. Do you remember them?
Oh, you tested me. I think we had personal ones as well.
Yeah.
So there was your personal ones and then the team ones.
Can I read them out to you?
Kick chase. Okay, yeah.
Market defence and quick play the ball.
See, I can't remember. Quick play the ball, I remember, is one of my personals anyway, but
the
other two, blank.
Yeah, there you go. You didn't put the Avery stickers on the thing. Anyway, I should have been in the team then.
There we go. Well, Dean, we've got to let Dean go, but mate, what, you got anything else?
Oh, I just want to say, Benji and Chrissy Lawrence, wrap it up. Recollection of the boys.
Yeah, look, Benji's the most skillful guy that I've ever played with. He could pick up anything, and within, you know, 10, 15 minutes of having a crack of anything new, he'd be great at it. So he was a freakish talent. Come in from the day he set foot on the first grade field, he was putting it all on display. And he still does it now. He still comes up with the plays that everyone just goes, well, how did he do that? And then Chrissy Lawrence, ultimate professional. Again, he came in as a school kid, but he turned up from day one and was professional from that point. And the way that he plays the game now, he's evolved into this tough back rower. He's back in the centres again this week. But, he's very uncompromising and resilient guy.
Tell me this, right? So he's in the centres, Benji's in the halves. They're locked at the club record, 85 tries apiece, 84 tries apiece. Benji gets to the fullback. Lawrence in support to break the record on his own. What does Benji do?
I think he passes it.
He does.
Yeah, I think he passes
it. Yeah, how could you even suggest such a... Mate, not everyone, mate. You. Okay, did you hog any tries the year? You were desperate to win top... You were desperate to win top point scorer. I'm going back to the footage. I'm going back to 2000, and I'm going to see... Did the team ever have a punt? We are a betting podcast. Did the team ever go on the... That 05 team... Did they ever go on a Saturday race day? You were very young. I wouldn't imagine you would have.
I don't know. I don't think...
Never backed yourselves in a game?
No, definitely not.
Oh, that's right. It would have been illegal by then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a shame. All right.
Yeah, that's a shame. Before you go, final thing, Dino.
Well, you backed yourself often, Joel, as a team, but your team's
back
stunk.
Back in the day, yeah.
But your team's, you know...
I've got a good yarn about one of those. Okay, so that particular year, before you go, Dino...
Okay.
Two teams were declared to win the comp. Only two. It was all about the Dragons and it was all about the Parramatta Eels. One of those two were going to win the comp. Neither made the grand final. This year, everyone's saying it's one of three teams. Outside of those three, well, firstly, who's the pick out of those three? And secondly, who could be the West Tigers coming through?
Look, the Panthers, the way that they're playing, it's really hard to ignore them. They're one of those teams that are at a point where everything's falling into place and you've got to have that in a premiership year. You've got to have really good team management. You can't get many injuries, which they've got. And everyone's playing well from 1 to 17. Anyone that comes into that 17 is playing really well. So it's hard to go past them. The Bolters, I would have said Canberra, but I don't have enough confidence to say that they're going to push all the way through. Yeah. I think their chance was last year. So, Roosters, scary.
Wow. Okay. I like this bloke, see? When I've been telling you every week, yeah, you've just gone, oh, yeah, okay, then. Okay. As soon as he says it, you go, oh, scary.
Yeah, that's not the answer.
Hey?
That's not the answer. Anyway, rack off. Good to see you, Dino.
Lovely to see you, mate.
I'll see you around the games.
Absolutely. Anyone in the office we can talk to? So we're at the NRL headquarters. Joel's useless with his black book. If you turn up with
it's
it once.
It's your black book for starters.
Yeah, but you pinched it and said every week I'm going to get someone off the black book. We got Vic LaRusso and we got Trey Wingo from the United States.
That's right.
Which was an interesting get.
Yeah.
But you haven't got anyone today, I see.
I've got the bloke live in person.
Okay, fine.
It was an accident.
Okay. See you, Dino.
See you, Dino.
What a lovely man.
Look how fit he is too, hey? Still super fit.